This ticket CD, We're Having Fun Here, No? is brought to you by Classic BMW.
I don't even remember what happened right now, but I was just shocked that I think someone would show such, like you said, I thought it was almost he was kidding. Because even when he was saying, I'm offended by this, he was kind of smiling.
Yeah.
And then he goes, no, I'm really mad.
He kind of had the glued on smile.
And I think I remember saying, really? Like,
but he was so jovial.
What were you mad at?
He was so jovial the whole interview that to do that 180 in mood swings seems almost not human. But
bipolar.
Review it for yourself. Here is the moment that will no doubt be heard a time or two on this station before it's all said and done. Dan and Bob with Lee Corso.
One thing led to another. Then he calls me up about a year later and says, you ain't going to believe what I'm going to do. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm posing naked. I said, you what? He said, yeah, I'm posing naked in Cosmopolitan. I said, you're crazy. He said, I got to do something, man. I'm starving. What happens, if you remember, he was the first guy basically to ever pose nude with a cigarette in his mouth in Cosmopolitan. And one thing led to another. Gunsmoke led to this thing. And, you know, and pretty soon, Dan August, he became a detective. And one thing led to another. And he became, at one time, Burt Reynolds was the leading movie star in the world 5 straight years.
And not a lot of people know this, but Lee Corso was actually the second person to pose nude, correct? Or did I read that wrong?
I think you read that one wrong.
Hmm.
I won't even give you... Next question.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. Because why would you say that here?
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It isn't funny. It's funny.
It's not funny at all?
No, it's not funny at all. In fact, the people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
Well, wouldn't you think most people listening might know me better?
They probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that
you are a
might
jerk.
Be a... A funny statement?
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure it was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
Yeah, and we're having fun here, no?
You're telling us
funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me.
A shot?
Yes, because you inferred the fact that I posed naked.
And how is that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And it's not a joke, then? Wouldn't that be the irony of the whole situation?
Not to me.
That Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would. But I don't really understand where this is coming from here.
It's your show.
All right, this is Lee Corso with us. I think he was joking, Coach.
Well, I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense when I don't do that to anybody else.
Well, I think that's real silly.
Well, I
really do. I don't think that you should be offended at all.
Okay.
And I thought we were sitting here laughing and having a good time.
Well, not at my expense.
At your expense?
Yeah.
I really don't understand how you would say it was at your expense either.
Because of the fact, did you infer to the people out there who don't know me that I would pose naked and do something like that?
Well, I guess I should just thank you for stopping by then.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for having
me
on.
There's Coach Lee Corso here on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket.